This is Akashvani, the news read by Hing Bia Hui. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reviewed relief and rehabilitation efforts in landslide-hit regions of Wayanad in Kerala. Addressing a review meeting held at Wayanad District Collectorate after visiting the landslide-hit areas and meeting the survivors, the Prime Minister said the entire country and the Union Government stands behind those affected by the landslide. He assured the state government of all possible support to aid the relief efforts. The Prime Minister urged Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan to send a detailed memorandum regarding the requirements of the state, which will be considered favourably. He also asked the state government to chalk out a long-term plan for the future of children affected by the landslide. Governor Arif Mohammed Khan, Chief Minister Vijayan, state ministers belonging to the Cabinet Subcommittee, and senior state government officials participated in the meeting. State Chief Secretary Dr. V. Venu briefed the Prime Minister about the support needed from the centre to rebuild the landslide-affected areas and the rehabilitation of the affected persons. President Draupadi Murmu was accorded the Grand Collar of Order of Timor-Leste, the highest civilian award by President José Ramos Horta at the Presidential Palace in Dili. President Murmu held meetings with President Horta and Prime Minister Gusmão on bilateral cooperation. Addressing the press after the bilateral discussion with her counterpart, President Draupadi Murmu said that India and Timor-Leste share a deep bond of friendship and shared commitment to democracy. President Murmu participated in the Horta show and interacted with the Indian diaspora and Friends of India at a community reception held in Delhi today. The Appointments Committee of the Cabinet today approved the appointment of T.V. Somanathan as Cabinet Secretary today. Mr. Somanathan has been appointed for a tenure of 2 years, starting from the 30th of this month. He is an officer from the 1987 batch of the Indian Administrative Service, IAS, of Tamil Nadu Cadre. The committee has also approved Mr. Somanathan's appointment as officer on special duty in the Cabinet Secretariat. This appointment will commence from the date he joins the assignment and continue until he takes over as Cabinet Secretary. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said India is committed to deepen ties with the Maldives for the benefit of people of both countries and the region. Dr. Jaishankar, who is on a 3-day official visit to the Maldives, said this on X after meeting the President, Dr. Mohamed Murzu. Dr. Jaishankar also met the island nation's Defence Minister, Mohamed Ghassan Mamoun. They discussed defence and security cooperation, joint initiatives for maritime security, and shared interests in maintaining peace and stability in the region. The External Affairs Minister also met the Economic Development and Trade Minister, Minister of Finance and Governor of the Maldives Monetary Authority. Later, Dr. Jaishankar inaugurated water and sanitation projects in 28 islands of the Maldives virtually. Union Corporation and Home Minister Amit Shah has emphasized the need for adoption of a multidimensional, futuristic approach to ethanol production, utilizing sources such as maize, broken rice, wasted fruits and bamboo in addition to sugar cane. Speaking at the National Federation of Cooperative Sugar Factories Limited event in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said that ethanol production is a profitable and viable business and that the country will need 1,000 crore litres of it in a couple of years. He highlighted that the government is increasing the limit for ethanol blending in petrol as a biofuel. Mr. Shah said the government has set a target of 20% ethanol blending in petrol by 2030, and this target will likely be achieved much earlier. He also noted that the percentage of ethanol blending will be increased to 26%. An MOU was signed between the Ministry of External Affairs, Government of India and New Space India Limited, NSIL, today for grant assistance for the launch of Nepal's Munar satellite. The MOU was signed by Sri Anurag Srivastava, JS North from MEA, and Sri Arunachalam A Director from NSIL. In the Olympic sports events, Indian grappler Ritika Huda lost to the top-seeded Medetkizi Aypiri of Kyrgyzstan in the quarterfinals of women's 76-kilogram freestyle event. Ritika will now have to rely on the repechage round to win a medal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.